1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to Realty Radio. Look at real estate, mortgages, and the like. Every Monday morning at this time, we have somebody from the world of real estate to join us. Mortgage is our topic today. And Steve Benzinger from First Advantage Mortgage is on the other side of our table. Good morning, Steve. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the housing situation and how that relates to mortgages in the Lakeshore area now, because we're hearing, hey, it's getting a lot better. Is it really? In what ways has it improved?
Well, I think it's gotten better in the sense that prices have stabilized. I hear from a lot of my real estate professionals that there weren't as many homes for sale this year, which I think when you have a limited supply, that's always going to help boost prices up. So I think that prices certainly stabilized over the course of this spring and summer, which helped home sellers become home buyers. So it really does stimulate the whole home buying process.
But then again, I would think sometimes they say in the employment situation, yes, unemployment is down, but that's because there are fewer people looking. Is that the situation maybe in the housing, or is it really improving?
Well, you know, I think that the economy is still a mixed bag. The jury's still out, although the most recent employment numbers do indicate a little bit of strengthening in the economy. I do think that people are a lot more cautious when it comes to home buying than they were maybe 5 or 6 years ago when it was more of the Wild West of home buying. But I do think that with a more stable economy, you'll get more consumer confidence. With more consumer confidence, you have more home buyers.
Steve, a good question to ask you, and maybe some people are asking you as first-time home buyers. They're saying, you know, in the past, you didn't have to put anything down, and you could get a mortgage, and it seemed like anybody could get one. Then the housing crisis came in, everything sort of bottomed out, and now is it a case where you've got to make sure you have everything in order to get a mortgage, or is it still relatively, I wouldn't say easy, but it's not that hard to get a mortgage as it would be, say, 4 or 5 decades ago?
Well,
I know you can't say for 4 or 5 decades ago, but that's a good standing point.
Well, having worked in the business for 20 years, I've seen everything. And, you know, 6, 7 years ago, all you needed was a heartbeat and a working pen in order to get a mortgage. But now you definitely have to have a established credit profile, an established income trail, documented assets. Keeping good records is critical to making a smooth process for yourself in the mortgage, getting a mortgage. So keeping pay stubs, keeping W-2s and your tax returns in an orderly manner, and having those ready for the time you're ready to apply is going to make it a lot easier for you once it comes time for applying for a loan.
That's the ideal customer, to bring in all of those things, all lined up and all that. Unfortunately, I have a funny feeling you don't see a lot of ideal customers coming in. So to a certain extent, how can somebody who may be scuffling a little bit get their act together so that they can be able to realize a dream and be a homeowner?
Well, I think it's important first to talk with a loan officer or a bank to determine, first of all, what documents are needed in that particular situation in order to qualify for a home loan. People who are self-employed might require more income documentation than someone who might be a full-time hourly or salary. So it's talking to a qualified loan officer and asking the right questions in order to get the right answers as far as what you need in order to get that loan taken care of.
Steve Benzinger with First Advantage Mortgage. What advantage, no pun intended, does it be for someone to come to a local broker and deal with a local firm than maybe a broker that represents a regional or a national firm and might be a little impersonal?
Well, that's just it. A lot of times, this is the biggest amount of money a person ever borrows individually is to buy a home. So you want to work with someone that you're comfortable with. You want to develop that rapport. There's a trust that's built into that, and you want someone who's going to be a steward for your loan throughout the process from the time that you apply for it through the time of closing and beyond. And unfortunately, a lot of times in the big bank world, that personal touch is lost in the shuffle, and that's why working with someone at a local level, I think, helps a lot. But at the same time, you want to work with someone who has those national resources of having good loan programs, attractive interest rates, and a closing cost structure that fits your budget.
Steve Benziger, First Advantage Mortgage. How can people get a hold of you?
Oh, people can contact me either by phone, which is area code 616-499-3800, or on the web at www.stevebensinger.com, or by email at steve@stevebensinger.com.
Realty Radio is a new feature here on WHTC in the morning. We talk a little real estate, and we talk a little mortgage. Steve Benziger from First Advantage Mortgage, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck to you, and have a pleasant holiday.
Thank you, Gary. You do the same.
Thank you very much. Realty Radio returns next Monday at this time here on 1450 WHTC.